Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 21st, 2020. I'm Rich Stropolino. Facebook announced the rollout of new alert tools in Messenger that will display warnings for messages that appear to come from financial scammers or potential child abusers, as well as provide tips and encourage blocking the sender. A machine learning system looks at message metadata, not message content, to determine if a message is suspect, meaning it will work with end-to-end encrypted secret conversations in Messenger. The system will look at things like an adult user sending messages to large groups of minors, sending messages between users without a connecting social graph, or if a user has been blocked by many other users as potential signals. The feature has been rolling out to Android since March and is now starting on iOS. Facebook also rolled out new safety features in India to let users easily lock accounts so users who are not friends cannot view posts, as well as prevent downloading and zooming into cover and profile photos. The setting can be accessed from the profile screen by clicking on the More button under a profile name with a Lock Account option. Facebook says this applies multiple existing privacy settings and several new measures to a user's Facebook profile in a few taps. Speaking to TechCrunch, a Facebook spokesperson said the feature has already been available in Bangladesh. Amazon launched a food delivery service in Bangalore, India, creatively named Amazon Food. The service has been in testing with select restaurant partners in Bangalore to Amazon employees since late last year. Ordering through Amazon Food is available through the main Amazon app, with local restaurants and cloud kitchens required to pass a high hygiene certification bar. Twitter acknowledged that it's testing a new setting among its limited group that lets users control who can reply to their tweets. Users can pick from one of three options: everyone, people you follow, and only people you mention. If anyone is outside of that chosen setting, they can still view, like, and retweet, but they can't reply directly to the sender. The tweet thread will also indicate that replies have been limited. Apple and Google have made their exposure notification API live for the public. Health agencies can now use the API in apps for Android and iOS. The companies say many U.S. states and 22 countries have been provided API access. This is phase one, where the system works in apps themselves only. Phase 2 would work at the OS level and not require an app to be downloaded in order to work. Google and Apple are in conversations with public health authorities about what system-level features will be useful in Phase 2. At Shopify Reunite, Shopify's first virtual version of its annual event, the company unveiled a new business account and debit card option for customers called Shopify Balance, a buy now, pay now option called Shop Pay Installments, and a new local delivery product. Shopify says its AI-powered fulfillment network is also actively accepting merchant applications. Verizon is turning on 5G uploads in some of its 5G coverage areas. That means Verizon 5G customers will see uploads that are 30% faster than LTE. Up until now, Verizon's 5G service only delivered 5G for downloads and still used LTE for uploads. YouTube began rolling out a new screen time management feature on Android and iOS, letting users set a bedtime reminder to avoid disrupting sleep routines. Users can set a start and end time for when they want to sleep and choose whether to have a pop-up interrupt videos or wait until it's completed. Intel announced the acquisition of Rivet Networks, the makers of the killer brand of network interface controllers and bandwidth utilization services. The company was originally known as Bigfoot Networks and acquired by Qualcomm in 2011 and later spun out as Rivet Networks by the Bigfoot founders. The company will be rolled into Intel's Wireless Solutions Group, and Intel says it plans to keep using the killer brand. Id Software announced it will remove the Denuvo anti-cheat software from its Doom Eternal game in the next software patch. Denuvo was added to the game in the first update on May 14th and was required to run at startup. On the Doom subreddit, executive producer Marty Stratton said that any performance issues seen by players were not a result of Denuvo, but that the company is considering allowing campaign-only players to opt out of any future anti-cheat system and ensure that the overall timing of any anti-cheat integration better aligns with player expectations around clear initiatives like ranked or competitive play. EA announced it plans to open source the code for its real-time strategy games Command & Conquer Tiberian Dawn and Command & Conquer Red Alert under the GNU GPL version 3 license. The code will be released to coincide with the release of the Command & Conquer Remastered Collection on June 5th. The code could be used to create mods and can be used in conjunction with a new map editor included in the collection. Steam will host both mods and new maps under the community hubs for each game, while EA's Origin Launcher will let you download user-generated maps in-game and require manual install of mods. And finally, The Verge reports that source code for the original Xbox and Windows NT 3.5 leaked online. The Xbox leak includes the kernel, which was based on Windows 2000, as well as build environments, the Xbox developer kit, and emulators used for testing. Tom Warren at The Verge reports that this code has been shared privately by homebrew enthusiasts previously. The leak of Windows NT 3.5 appears to be based on a near-final version and includes all necessary build tools. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.